Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
All right, John McConnell-Marsh. Callum, how are you, bud?
Good, yeah. Very good.
You're missing the heat wave over here.
I know, yeah. Everyone's telling me, sure, it's roasting, but sure. I'm out here in the LA heat, you know what I mean? I know Cork heat, you know, is a bit different, like, but still.
How did you adapt to the heat, actually, being a Cork man heading over to California?
Yeah, it's tough, you know what I mean? It's like every day is a heat wave. Every day is roasting. Well, this morning, I know, to be fair, it's not bad. You know, it's a nice morning. It's a bit overcast here this morning, so it's grand. But yeah, where I live, especially like in the evenings, the heat is crazy.
Muggy
Crazy.
out.
And I mean, it's good though. I mean, for training and stuff, like, it's you do adapt to it a bit, I suppose, but I still get burnt. So I've been over here about 5 years, still don't have a tan.
Proper Cork man stuff, that boy. Now,
Yeah.
what's it like training in that heat then? It must take a while to adapt to that, I'd say, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's still, even to this day, you know, like, I'm sparring and stuff in the gym, and it's roasting, you know what I mean? It's like 30 degrees in there when you're sparring, and it makes you tired, right, a lot faster. But then I suppose when you get into the ring, you know, in somewhere then like Dublin or whatever, and it's normal temperature, you know, at least you feel a bit better, you know, that the benefits from it then show a bit.
100%, yeah, 100%. But I see on your Instagram you're living on a farm or working on a farm or something.
Yeah, that's my house. Yeah.
How's that going, man? It looks amazing.
Yeah, it's going good, to be fair. Yeah, it's growing though. It's getting bigger. It's getting more packed. You know, I'm starting to look around now at a bit more land. You know, a bit more property. So yeah, we just keep like, even the other day, someone, like, it just seems like a pure Irish thing. I don't know. I was living here, and so where I'm living is like a very small town, and everyone knows each other. You know, so it's very, like, reminds me of back home. And I don't know. This is like, sounds like, sure, in the middle of nowhere back home. So one of the neighbors texted me. He's like, "Oh, are you interested in a sheep?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "What story?" Then they were like, "Oh, I just showed up at our front door there, and no one's claiming it, or we can't find the owner. Do you want the sheep?" And I was like, "Yeah, go on." So I come down and collect it. So I went down the road, grabbed the sheep, and yeah, he's living there now with my goats, happy out.
Did you have any farming experience or anything before that back in Cove?
Nah. Now, well, like, my aunt and uncle live on a farm, to be fair, but like, I wouldn't be over there doing no farming, like. But it's not that hard, to be fair. You know what I mean? Once you know what everyone eats and all that, it's not that hard.
So what's the day to day like? So when you're working at home?
Well, I wake up in the morning and I feed everyone, let everyone out, let all the chickens out, let the goats out, unlock them all, feed them all, wake up and go to the gym. That's usually it. Like, I just wake up, feed them all, like, give them all water, let them out, and go to the gym. And it's great because you only have to feed them like twice a day, really. You know what I mean? So I'll just feed them early in the morning. When I get home in the evening, I feed them then in the evening.
Must be a good way to stay, I suppose, grounded, I suppose, is it? When you're, I suppose, considering like the crazy life of a professional boxer, to have that consistency every day must be a blessing, I suppose.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, to be fair, you know. And then, like, I have my horse down the road, you know, at a ranch down the road. And, you know, on the weekends, I'll just go down and ride the horse, you know. And it's something else to be doing, you know, rather than, you know, training and I suppose, like, looking for stuff to do then, you know, when you're not training, you know, doing whatever. It's like, at least I know I have, you know, responsibilities and things to be doing. You know, it keeps me a bit more. Yeah, keeps me a bit more grounded and yeah, in line, I suppose. You don't have to be home to do everything.
So you said you were going to expand there. Is that the plan? So get in, make money out of boxing, get out and retire to the farming like Stone Cold does in Texas.
Yeah. It's actually crazy enough because I've a Kawasaki sponsorship as well, same as Stone Cold. So, that's the plan, I reckon. But I don't know. I've been looking around, you know. My main plan is I want to try to make my own training camp, you know what I mean? I want to try to make my own, like, I want to have my own land with my own kind of farm and stuff, and then have like my own training camp there as well, you know. So I've been looking, I've been seeing the options, and it's tough enough to do in California, you know. So, you know, it's not the best place to do it, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Like Brock Lesnar did that in Minnesota, didn't he?
Yeah, I've been looking around other places, But it's far then, and then trying to like organize, like
Get people up.
bringing people out there with you and coaches and all that. It's hard if you're moving out of state, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out.
We'll see. We'll see. There seems like there's a TV documentary in there somewhere. Like, Jeremy Clarkson has his one.
It's actually
Callum's
good. Very excited watching it there, isn't it? Yeah.
Callum's Farm.
Yeah.
Right. The reason we're chatting is you are back in action, back on Irish turf as well. Most importantly, August 8th, a big Ireland versus English clash at the Three Arena on Zuffa Boxing, which Tyler Denny is the man that you are facing. Talk to us a little about him and about, I suppose, about what he brings to the table.
Yeah, he's just I haven't really watched much of him. I've only seen well, what people have been telling me. He's supposed to be awkward, tough to beat, tough opponent. I've seen a lot of the comments, reckon that he is going to beat me. And I'm just training as hard as possible, getting ready for the fight, and that's the main thing. I never really look into the opponents, I've always said this. I never look into them. I just prepare the best that I can, get my body and mind and everything prepared for the fight, and just get in there and try to entertain and try to get the job done, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm always looking forward to a challenge, looking forward to a test, and yeah, this seems to be it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You're 16 and all though, Callum, and like people have been expecting you to lose, like, every fight you go into, and you keep proving the doubters wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's my job. And at the end of the day, get in there and get the job done, win. I'm a fighter. Fighters fight. It's like I'm not picking and choosing. I'm not, not doing any of that stuff. I'm just getting in there, and I do live a very like, I don't post it a lot, I suppose. Like a lot of my training and stuff. Most of the stuff online you see, like me in the farm and with the animals and all that. But I live a training lifestyle. There's never a day where I don't train. I train every day. Whether I go to the gym and box, or whether I jump on the bike and do. Recently I've been getting a lot more into biking. I'll do like 20 mile bike, then I'll jump off the bike, I'll do the 5 mile run. I've been doing more like triathlon training like that. But I live a very training lifestyle, even with Tabitha, my girlfriend. She has she's a fight coming up too. July 18th. So we're both in the middle of our camps now. So it's like, if she's training, I have to train. I have to do something. Whether I'm if I'm not at the boxing gym, and she's like, "Oh, I'm going out here," I'm like, "Right, well, I'm going to do this instead." You know what I mean? It's like, I don't post a lot, because it's hard to be taking videos, obviously, and stuff when you're, training by yourself, yeah, it's like I'm always ready to fight. I've never turned down a fight because I'm always ready.
100%, yeah, 100%. And as you mentioned, training, like, to be able to still train with Freddie Roach, I mean, like, you must still pinch yourself to see Freddie in the gym every time, do you?
Yeah, being around people like that, it's crazy to even see, think of how long has been in the sport, and just every day, yeah, it's crazy. Just even still to this day, I've been here 5 years, and it's still crazy everything that goes on every day.
100%, yeah. Talk to me about your last fight, Carlos Ocampo, and we got the win in the end. How happy were you with your performance?
Yeah, it was all right. It was like, again, 10 rounds, it's like not ideal, but got the job done. Zuffa Boxing won. It was my first fight at a higher weight class too. So yeah, he was an awkward, tricky opponent. But there was never any doubt in any round. So I was
No.
happy enough, to be fair. It was all right. It was a bit of a shutout, and I came out uninjured, and I was fine. Even next day, I seen Dana, and Dana was like, "Oh, you don't even look like you fought." And I was like, "Yeah, no, I don't feel like it either." So let's get the next one going, and here we are. Now, 6 months later, it's
I
going
know, yeah. You were knocked down in the
August.
sixth round, but like looking at it, like you were pissed off at the time with the referee, and it was just completely just one of those stupid things that the referee supposed had to call it a knockdown.
Yeah, the punch, if you look at it, kind of hit my shoulder, and I was off
Off
balance. But
balance,
I
yeah.
just suppose, if the gloves touch the ground, I suppose they have to call it a knockdown or whatever. But
Yeah.
no, you would think they could look at it and see that the punch hit the shoulder or whatever. But
Yeah.
I don't know. It
These
is what
things
it is.
happen.
At the end of the
Yeah.
day, shit happens as a fight. So there's going to be a day where I will be knocked down, and I'll have to get back up from it. So, hopefully not, but it's a fight. There
Yeah.
probably will be. And so, yeah.
100%, yeah. As you say, like Zuffa Boxing won, that was the first Zuffa Boxing card. You were the headliner going into that fight. Like, what was that pressure like? All the eyes of the boxing world were on you. And on that Zuffa Boxing card. So what was that pressure like? Did you feel added pressure going into that fight?
I wouldn't say like at a pre well, I suppose there was a bit of pressure, you know, knowing it was the first one and everyone was kind of like, oh, this is the first one now, you know, we need to make it a good one, like this is the first one. And you know, everyone kind of had that idea, you know, that we had to go out there and make it a good one, you know. But it was and then obviously my opponent was a tough fella too, you know what I mean? He'd only three losses to in three world title fights. You know what I mean? It's like everyone kind of was forgetting about that, you know, when I was fighting the fella, they were like, great. Yeah, it's Carlos Campo, whatever. He lost to this fella. I was like, yeah, but he lost three fights and there were three world title fights. You know what I mean? He lost three world title fights. That was it. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, it was. He was awkward. He had a good plan, and it made the fight kind of, you know, less entertaining than I would have hoped for. But at the end of the day, you know, I got to win, and that was the main thing. And it was Zuffa Boxing won, and it was, yeah, it's been growing ever since. You know what I mean? I think it's taken off. You know, it's going very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, obviously, everyone involved with boxing had their say on Zuffa Boxing and what is trying to be achieved by this. Like, we're a couple of events into it now. How do you feel it's all going? And do you feel that those critics have disappeared, or how do you think they've reacted to Zuffa Boxing over the last couple of months?
Yeah, I think it's starting to grow on people. I definitely, you know, the shows they're putting on are unbelievable. You know, you've seen that last one over in England. The show was a great show. You know what I mean? Even that main event was insane. You know what I mean? The shots that, I forget his name, that Canadian fella, that the shots that he was taking, it was a war. And well, every card since, you know, has been great. You know, there's serious cards, and there's, you know, they're signing everybody. I think it's a great organization, and for even up and coming Irish fighters. You know what I mean? If I was an up and coming Irish fighter, I'd be looking to sign with Zuffa and looking to get on some of them cards. You know what I mean? Because of the exposure you're going to get alone and the fights you're going to get. Yeah, fair enough. Right, you might get a tougher fight than you would with a different promoter. You know what I mean? Fair enough. You might be put in a tougher situation, but you're going to be on Sky Sports. You know what I mean? You're going to be on Sky Sports. You're going to be fighting in a legit organization with legit competition. You know what I mean? That's what you want. You know what I mean? You want to be up and coming and fighting bums and trying to build a record. You know what I mean? You want to get in there and test yourself. And the best thing about Zuffa is like, right, fair enough, you get in there and you lose, but you put on a good show, you're going to be, you know, rewarded for it. You could get a bonus. You know what I mean? You put on fight at night, you get like a 50 grand. You know what I mean? You get performance night, you get 50 grand. It's like, you know what I mean? I would, if I was back home and I wasn't pro yet, and I was looking at this happening, I'd be trying to get in there. You know what I mean? That's where I'd be trying to go.
100%. Yeah, obviously, back in the Three Arena, a venue that you've headlined. What's that buzz like stepping out as a professional in front of those Irish people, all those people that travel up from Riverstown Boxing Club, all those people that travel up from Cove to support you? What's that feeling like?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, there's nothing better than fighting back home, especially because, you know, I'm so far away most of the time, and it's so hard for people to get to the shows or even to afford it, you know, and just the time it takes to get here too. It's crazy, you know. So being able to go back and put on a show for the Irish people and the Irish fans, and even just for them to see, you know, what's going on with Zuffa, it's great. You know, even the first show that we put on there with 360 Promotions on UFC Fight Pass, you know, it was a much smaller scale than what Zuffa is at right now. And it was unbelievable. You know, the crowd was going crazy. There was drinks flying everywhere. You know, it was a great card all around. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, how this Zuffa one plays out, because I think it'll be great. And it's even a good month for Irish boxing. You know, there's a card the week before me, then there's me, and then Katie Taylor, you know, the month after. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's going to be a great month for Irish boxing.
Was there any hope of you fighting on that Katie Taylor card? Was it something you wanted to achieve, or is it just like timetables not working out, or?
Yeah, I don't think so. There was nothing ever mentioned to me. I think Zuffa are trying to hold on to me for the Dublin show.
100%, yeah. But like, I suppose, given what Katie Taylor has done for Irish boxing, she'll go down as an absolute legend, Callum.
Oh, 100%, yeah. An absolute legend. I mean, it's very hard to be able to, you know, get to that level and to be able to be, you know, be that known and be that much of a legend in Ireland and still be just a nice person and very, normal and go around and do what she's doing. You know what I mean? It's like she even went to Riversong Boxing Club there a few weeks ago. You know what I mean? Just to be that much of a star, you know, and still go around and still, you know, do a trip into kids and stuff like that. It's great to see, you know, even for someone like me, you know, and you know, like just to be able to like look up to someone like that, you know, that's at the highest level really, and still has time to give back, you know. And yeah, it's great that she's getting that show, you know, back in Ireland, getting that
100%.
headliner.
Yeah,
So
100%.
yeah, it'd be great for Irish boxing.
All right, buddy. Saturday, 8th of August, Three Arena, Callum Walsh versus Tyler Denny on Zuffa 10, which you can see on Sky Sports. Callum, a pleasure as always, buddy. Looking forward to watching you win the next day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.